our good friend Elliot Walden from Windstar Farm, who is the president, CEO, and racing manager of that outstanding organization. He joins us now. And Elliot, first and foremost, congratulations on another Kentucky Derby victory.
Thank you so much, guys. How you all doing today?
So far, so good.
Yeah, how about you? Are you still on cloud nine?
You bet. Yeah, it's a whole lot better to win it than to lose it, for sure.
Well, you know that feeling well, and I loved it in the post-race press conference.
Losing or the winning?
Well, now you know both, right? Because
I do know both.
Yeah, Bob was very cognizant of that in the post-race press conference. I thought that was great.
It was a blessing, and you know, the horse is an amazing horse, and he just seems to continue to do well, and we're real excited. Watched him gallop this morning, very happy with the way he went, and just excited for next Saturday.
Well, I know that you're excited as the owner of the horse, and you should be. But when you were watching it as a former trainer and you're seeing those fractions, 22.24 for the opening quarter, 45.77 for the half, what's going through your mind at that point?
Didn't like it. Didn't like it at all.
Yeah, that 22 and change, scary.
Yeah, I was very concerned. Didn't think he was going to hold on. Actually started watching Audible a little bit because I thought that, you know, a horse was going to come from off the pace. So shows what I know.
Well, Audible ran a heck of a race. I mean, he really ran well, I thought.
He really did. He ran a super race too. And so we, you know, it was just a great day all around. I thought he was second. And when we came out of the winner's circle with Justify, I said to Kenny, he didn't get up. I thought I was shocked because when I watched it go by the wire, I said, Kenny, we're first and second. So, you know, with all the mayhem, we didn't see the photo come down.
Well, you saw the one that mattered, and that was Justify, rolling to a 2.5-length victory. You mentioned that you didn't think that he was going to hold on because of those early fractions and that hot pace, Elliot. So how much more impressive is it now that he was able to hold on and win by 2.5 lengths?
Well, that, you know, that's a great point because there's been some really good horses not be able to do that. Bodie Meister, Palace Malice comes to mind. They set those kind of fractions and weren't able to hold on. And the fact that he did, I think, is a credit to him.
He's got that great early speed where he just runs horses off their feet. I mean, it's so hard to get close to him, and then, you know, he's so far in front that nobody can make up ground on him. He's really very impressive to watch.
Yeah, that's the thing about him, Jude. He's very tactical, and he does. He makes horses chase him, and then when they get ready to say, okay, let's go try to beat him, he just goes into another gear. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's spectacular, and obviously he loved the going last week. It was a bit ugly at Churchill Downs, but it didn't bother Justify. And Elliot, I think that's one thing that has to impress you maybe even more than anything, and I could be wrong, the fact that he is so lightly raced and nothing seems to bother him. He seems to perform on any surface, under any condition, against any competition.
So far, and we hope that continues.
Yeah. Well, it's nice when you look at the past performances and it says bid three wide, unwavering. I mean, that was a great description of that run. I mean, he was just the same all the way around. Never looked like he was in any danger as you're watching.
No, and I mean, it's pretty incredible. I mean, we just, like I said, very grateful that he's in our barn because it's just those horses just kind of arrive. You buy them and you hope for the best, but all of a sudden they just turn into a monster like that, and we're just very grateful.
Do you
No, go ahead, JT.
Do you think he'll stay the mile and a half looking down the road? I may not get to talk to you again before the race. I'm just interested in your professional opinion.
I'm not going there.
Okay.
We're focused on next Saturday.
Oh, you're starting to sound like a football coach now.
Well, I mean, I think you just, you know, I don't know. I mean, I think we'll know a lot more once we get through next Saturday.
Yeah, that's a good point, Elliot. What's your approach going into the Preakness Stakes? You're going to be a heavy favorite. Does that give you more confidence, or does it make you maybe even a little bit more uneasy because there is such a big bullseye on your back?
No, I think you prefer that. I mean, I'd rather run the favorite any time because it means you're the best horse going in. It doesn't mean you're successful, but it does. I'd rather run the favorite every time. So I think we're happy with that role, you know, he's got to go out and do it. And looks like it's going to be rain again possibly, so I don't know how that plays into it. I wasn't crazy about the rain on Saturday, and you know, but obviously he handles a sloppy racetrack, and we'll see what happens.
There was a lot of talk this week about his feet and maybe even a foot bruise. What can you tell us on that front?
The horse is fine. He's training well. That was behind him midweek, Monday or Tuesday, and you know, he's shown no indication of any issue since then.
All right, and you'll have one other entrant in the Preakness next week. That's Quip, Rodolphe Brise, a former assistant to Bill Mott, sending Quip to the post. He's a very, very talented runner. What can you tell us about him?
He's doing great. He's going to work tomorrow. Excited to see him run as well. I think, quite honestly, I don't think he beats Justify if Justify runs like he's been running. But if for some reason he stubs his toe and it becomes a wide-open race, I think Quip's as good as anybody else in there.
Yeah, he's obviously got a lot of talent, and his last two races have been excellent. So it's interesting to have you know, a backup plan in there. I mean, he's a quality horse. He's one of the best horses that looks like is going to run in the Preakness.
Yeah, and, you know, we got a little sideways with him with all the traveling this spring. Kind of didn't land right on Derby Day to run him because of the going, you know, he based in New Orleans. He vanned to Tampa, vanned to Kentucky, trained there, van to Oakland, van back from Oakland. So, you know, it just took its toll on him a little bit, and we felt like the 3 weeks wasn't the right thing to do for him in the long run and in the short run. Didn't think that he would run as well as he could, but, boy, he's really bounced back. And just his weight, color, attitude's all very positive right now. So I think he's going to give a good account of himself.
Is he still at Keeneland? Is he going to work at Keeneland tomorrow?
He's going to work at Keeneland tomorrow, yes.
Talking with Elliot Walden, who is the president, CEO, and racing manager at Windstar Farm, the owners of Kentucky Derby winner Justify. Elliot, before we let you go, what's next for Audible and for Noble Indy?
Noble Indy's probably going to run in the easy goer, and Audible is pointing for the Belmont.
All right. Well, the way he finished in the Kentucky Derby, you would think that would be a great spot for him. So, again, my friend, congratulations on all your success, and couldn't be happier for you. Keep it rolling, and we'll see you in Baltimore next week.
Thanks, guys. You guys have a great day, and we'll see you next week.